Dave and Darren's Top 5 Things, a review of what we got done on our morning show, which you can listen to every weekday from 5:30 until 10 on Planet 93.9, Real Alternative Radio. My name is Dave. You know my partner, Darren. Hey there, Darren.
Hello. The podcast is brought to you by Nature's Treatment of Illinois. They are the only locally owned dispensary. They have locations in Milan and Galesburg, and they're open 7 days a week. And both dispensaries offer recreational cannabis, and they also offer medicinal and topicals for localized pain in Milan.
That sounds great.
It is great.
Where should we start?
How about number one?
Number one.
And this should be obvious.
Okay, number one.
Number one.
There are times where I'm watching a ball game, and they'll have commercials on, and I think, am I watching Saturday Night Live? These are real commercials? I'll give you an example. Lately, in the last, three or four months, there's been a real uptick when I'm watching the ball game on commercials for deodorant for your private parts.
Mm-hmm.
The one that they seem to show a lot is these fellas doing like team yoga with his partner, and then she has to like go down in his area, and she's like, "Oh, it stinks down here." And then the other fellow's like, "Here you go. Here's some deodorant for your business."
You've seen the one where the person's half person, half horse?
I have seen that. Is that for deodorant for your business too?
Yeah, and it basically is talking about how if your private smell like a barnyard.
Are you kidding me?
No. I just saw it the other day.
Hello.
And it's like, listen, if your undercarriage smells like a barnyard.
Wow. Now, maybe I'm way off here, but like, isn't that what soap is for? Like,
works most of the time.
The idea now that we're supposed to buy a special deodorant just for our undercarriage, I don't quite understand. But that's a thing. But every time I see that commercial, I think, this is a real product that they're selling. Someone else getting into the fragrance business. So I don't think this is for genitals. I think this is just an overall fragrance. The good people at KFC have a new barbecue perfume that they say will leave you tipsy with hunger.
I don't know if I want to be tipsy with hunger.
Kentucky Fried Chicken rolling out. It says here, charcoal and smoky wood-scented perfume. Reading here from the KFC statement.
It smells as if you had recently been on fire.
Maybe you burnt down the Kentucky Fried Chicken.
That's what I smell like.
It's arson from Colonel Sanders. Quote, "We've all been there. That unmistakable aroma of a BBQ drifting through the air, tantalizing our senses and leaving us craving the taste of smoky goodness.
I want to smell like my neighbor's barbecue."
But what if you could capture that irresistible scent in a bottle? The original recipe is something they call number 11 Eau de BBQ. It comes in a sleek-looking 100-milligram black and red striped bottle.
Because of the 11 herbs and spices?
It must be. It sells for just $13.82. They say it will leave you tipsy with hunger.
I'd rather be satisfied with chicken.
I mean, does this fall into our category if we don't like things that taste like other things? We don't like things that smell like other things either.
And this could be purchased at the KFC?
Well, I think it's already sold out.
They made one bottle.
This is just a way to get dumb morning shows to talk about Kentucky Fried Chicken for free.
That's it.
And you win! We did it. I fell for it again.
Well, my mistake.
Number two.
Number two.
Number two.
Number two.
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 Human beings, by and large, do not love change. I remember something my buddy Buddy once told me. He said, Dave, my mind has been going through them changes, and I feel like committing a crime. I said, don't do that, buddy, but write these lyrics down. You could use them at some point. I have a story here, and I think a lot of people are going to be excited about these changes. Our concern here at Dave and Darren in the morning is how it will affect one person very specifically.
Me?
No, not you. I give a rip what you think. McDonald's
interesting
is making major changes to the recipe of the Big Mac.
Why is that necessary?
Changes to the Big Mac. And I think, on balance, these are all really good ideas.
Okay.
But when I think of a certain gentleman in Fond du Lac, Wisconsin.
Oh, no.
A hero named Don Gorski, who's had at least two Big Macs every day for 50 years now. How is he going to take the fact that the Big Mac...
He thought he was safe.
Right?
He thought he was safe.
Right? They've been making hamburgers for like 68 years, and now they're making some big, big changes. In fact, these changes have already rolled out on the West Coast, and they're coming closer and closer to the Midwest, where Don Gorski's going to have to make his peace with the fact.
All right, what are these changes?
Again, I think you're going to make... these are all going to be met with a lot of approval from one Darren Pitcher.
Good.
Four big changes to all of their burgers... let's just talk about the Big Mac in general, though, specifically here.
Okay.
The Big Mac will now have more sauce. The cheese on a Big Mac will be melty.
More melty, yeah.
The burger buns are changing to become softer, and each will be toasted lightly brown. And this is the game changer. The onions will be added to the patties on the grill rather than being added after cooking. Mm. The onions will have a juicier, caramelized flavor. Again, okay. I think we can all agree these are smart things to do.
I don't think this is going to upset Don. Do you?
I think it's going to throw him into a panic. He likes exactly what he likes.
Well, that's true.
You're making more sauce, melty cheese, caramelized onions, and the buns are different?
I wonder if they will offer up a Don Gorski version.
You mean like a Coca-Cola classic?
I don't want it that way. I want it the way you did it before.
I don't think that's how it works, brother. I don't think that's how it works.
Give me a Don Gorski.
Nope. You can have a Big Mac the same as everyone else in America. We've made changes. You don't think, given what we know about how he likes it exactly the way he likes it,
yeah,
you don't think this is going to freak him out? Do they?
But if it tastes better.
I don't think it's a matter of taste for him.
It's
routine.
It's the way I do things.
Right? He's going to take one bite and be like.
If anyone that's going to notice.
Uh-huh.
If anyone's going to notice. Because some people might not notice. Because some people maybe have, what, a Big Mac a few times a year?
Sure. Sure. Now, the people who have tried these new Big Macs...
They're raving?
It's getting rave reviews. Again, I don't worry about everyone. I worry about Mr. Don Gorski.
Do you think there's a possibility that they, before they even made these changes...
Yeah.
They flew into town and...
No. No, I don't think
had
that.
A little meeting with him?
No, I don't.
About...
I don't. And in fact, I suspect that the people that work at the Fond du Lac McDonald's are... equally concerned with how Don's going to take the news and also kind of really excited to see how he takes it.
We know how sensitive you can be here in Wisconsin.
Uh-huh.
I mean, we're going to take a page. We're going to change a page out of the Packers playbook because we know how bent out of shape Aaron Judgment was when they drafted Jordan Love. So, Don... We want to sit down and talk to you first before we do any of this.
I think they're just going to serve it to him and not explain any changes and just hope he doesn't notice. That's people
impossible.
Tend to do.
That's impossible.
But he'll take one bite and go, what is going on with the bun, the burger, the onions, and the cheese? He's going to lose his mind.
I want those minced onions the way they were.
Chef Chad Schaefer is Senior Director of Culinary Innovation at McDonald's. And he says here in their press release, I'll always remember my first burger from McDonald's, and now my culinary team and I have the best job in the world thinking about ways to bring even more of that iconic McDonald's taste to fans. We found that small changes like tweaking our process to get hotter, meltier cheese, and adjusting our grill settings for better sear added up to a big difference in making our burgers more flavorful than ever. Again, I'm all for it, but I'm not Don Gorski, am I?
Seems to make common sense. Now, do you know how they prepare those onions? The minced onions?
No.
And correct me if I'm wrong, if somebody works at McDonald's.
Or has in the past.
Or has in the past.
Sure.
I think what it is it's just it's dried minced onions, mm-hmm. and then they rehydrate them.
Really?
I think that's what they do.
I don't think
they're fresh onions. I think they're dehydrated minced onions, and then they get rehydrated to be used on the burgers.
That's a serious allegation, Peter.
Well, if I'm wrong, tell me I'm wrong.
Okay, this is it. It's a giant shock. It says McDonald's fans disgusted to learn the truth about their onions.
I'm not looking to disgust anyone.
The biggest shocker is the onions are dehydrated and are rehydrated with water and or ice.
There you go.
You get two packets of dehydrated onions and you put them in a container. You add water.
Yeah.
And then you chuck it into the fridge and let it cool down. And let the dehydrated onions rehydrate with the water. I mean, I guess that makes sense that they don't have somebody back there cutting up onions all day long.
Constantly just mincing onions all day long. I go nuts.
Yeah. Somebody here says, I worked at McDonald's 40 years ago, and that's the way we did onions.
Yeah.
So, yeah, why would they change that? The onions aren't the problem.
No. There's not. And they'll still get. But they're going to get caramelized now.
And I know how you love your caramelized onions.
I do. I look forward to it.
I would take, if I worked at that McDonald's in Fond du Lac, I would take that day off.
Oh, boy.
When all the changes are made to the Big Mac and Don Gorski comes in.
All you can see are the whites of their eyes just barely over the counter.
They're going to hand.
When they see Don Gorski walking in.
They're going to hand him that burger on the tray, and they're all going to run to the freezer and lock the door behind them. Because he is going to lose his mind. What is going on? What is this? I can't eat this.
Huh?
I've had this. But my whole gimmick is the sandwich has been exactly the same for 50 years. That's my whole thing. My whole persona. What is this? I'll grant you it's a better tasting burger. That's not what I want, though. Give me the Gorski, he'll say. You're right.
He will scream, give me the Gorski.
Yes. The onions are added to the burger patties on the grill, and the finished burger features more of the Big Mac sauce. It is a noticeable difference in the amount of sauce.
I wonder if you have to devote a whole part of the grill for the Big Mac now so that the onioned burgers doesn't contaminate other burgers that don't do it that way. Or maybe they're doing it to everything.
The onions had no... Here's a review of the new burgers that are on the West Coast. It says the onions had no perceivable difference in flavor. They might now be added to the burger patty while it sizzles on the grill, but the McDonald's burger onions are famously tiny. They're minced, dehydrated, then rehydrated. They barely taste like anything, and in a big, saucy Big Mac...
Barely taste like anything.
In a big, saucy Big Mac, they certainly get lost. The sauce, lettuce, and pickles and sesame seed bun contribute much more to the flavor of this entree. Goodness gracious. Well, they say here, too, the Big Mac burger buns have become smaller with fewer sesame seeds, part of an initiative set in motion a few years back. The difference is negligible, but yeah, people are loving it. They're ba-da-ba-ba-ba loving it, but I don't know that Don Gorski will
now, you've only
be
had,
as perceptive.
You've only had like a third of a Big Mac in your life.
That's
will you try? Try the new Big Mac?
I won't. I'm not going to pretend that I will. No. I've had Big Macs, just not, like, I'll order a Big Mac, but I'll say no pickles, no onions, no special sauce. So that's not really a Big Mac, right?
It is not.
A Big Mac, as it is traditionally understood, I've only had a third of one. Yes. And I couldn't do it. The sauce was repellent to me. No thanks. Not my thing. I understand people enjoy it, just not for me. No, I'm not going to try this. I wouldn't mind just driving up to Fond du Lac, though, to see.
I think
how Don takes the news.
I think if Don Gorski was to ever meet you,
yeah,
and for him to hear that kind of story,
yeah,
he just might headbutt you, and then just be on his way. I mean, the hardest headbutt anyone has ever headbutted somebody. Like, he's aiming to injure you.
Uh-huh. And his wife will be like, don't mess with Don Gorski. Because she calls him by his first and last name. What a rich tapestry. Uh-huh. You know?
Do you think he's having a custom-made casket that looks like a Big Mac box?
Oh boy.
Someone could make that for him.
Yeah.
And you could just make it even out of cardboard. What?
Styrofoam.
They're not styrofoam.
No, but they used to be. And he's got all the boxes to prove it. I guess he's not a McLean Deluxe, is he?
No, he's not.
Am I thinking of the McLean Deluxe?
Yeah.
It's possible.
Three.
All right, number three.
Number three.
Number three.
Three.
Three. Three.
That Ginger Z,
yes,
who's on the ABC Good Morning America.
Takes care of the weather.
Yeah, and this is a thing that I don't understand. She does Good Morning America.
All right.
And then she's on World News Tonight, right? With, what do you call him? David Muir, you call him... News Fonzie?
Yeah, the News Fonz.
Sidebar. This drives me crazy on World News Tonight, and I need to know that I'm not alone in this. You watch World News Tonight ever?
I don't see a lot of it, no, but...
I swear. World News Tonight starts, and it's... Dun, 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 dun. Okay, I'm on board. I've been watching World News Tonight since I was a little kid. It's my national news of choice. All has right. been my entire life.
Okay. Big Max Robinson guy.
Max Robinson, Peter Jennings, and Frank Reynolds. That's what I grew up with. You had your Frank Reynolds in D.C., your Max Robinson in Chicago, and Peter Jennings from the London Bureau.
That Frank Reynolds, cool under pressure.
You're damn right he was.
Until he wasn't.
Until he wasn't. ABC World News Tonight drives me a little crazy because they start with the dun-dun-dun-dun, and they'll go, tonight on ABC World News Tonight. And then they spend 8 minutes telling you what they're going to be talking about on the news.
As opposed to just talking about
it. Instead of being like, here's our top story tonight, it's like, tonight, this is happening, and this is happening, and this, and this, and we'll tell you about this, and we'll talk about this. But also this is happening. And new tonight this.
And we'll spotlight so-and-so.
Right. And a story about this. Where the first 5 minutes of the show is them just telling us what they're going to tell us. I can appreciate a little bit of that. But it goes on and on to the point where you're like, are you guys ever going to put the news on?
A little too Fox in the Box
it's
for you.
It's just 11 minutes of telling us what's happening on a 29-minute show. Let's get to the news. Anyway, I'm watching it last night, as per usual, and they got Ginger Z out and about because there's going to be some real crazy weather down in like Missouri and Oklahoma again.
Okay.
Parts of Iowa.
There have been tornadoes.
Yes. So she's out there, and I'm thinking, why do they have to have this woman ever? Like, does she ever get a break? And, like, NBC will do that, too, where it's like, all right, here's Al Roker to explain what's going on. These people get up very early. Like, I just think, if I had to do...
If Al Roker can tell us what's going to happen, anyone can.
Well, but,
right! Al's not a scientist, to my knowledge.
And Ginger Z is there in Oklahoma, like, waiting for the storms, and it's like... Does she have a life outside of just being on television all the time?
Huh. It's got you worried.
Well, because at some point you snap. And I say this because...
Has she snapped?
She has not. But Rob Marciano, weatherman who was a regular presence on Good Morning America, worked on World News Tonight for more than 10 years. They would go to Rob Marciano. Rob Marciano was the guy that they used to send out on these hurricane and tornado stories.
Do I know Rob?
Oh, you'd know him if you saw him. He's, again, 10 years his cat was on World News Tonight.
Okay.
They just fired him.
Okay.
Fired for alleged inappropriate behavior. Marciano had been pulled off the air for a month and then banned from the studio in 2022. But they were still letting him do weather reports from outside locations.
As long as you're outside.
So he wasn't allowed to be in the studio where other ABC employees were, but they would send him out to do reportings.
He does kind of look like he might be up to something.
Yeah, sources say that he had been dealing with anger management issues amid divorce proceedings.
Ah.
His wife filed for divorce in 2022.
That's not easy.
Here's a source telling the New York Post, quote, "Rob made people feel uncomfortable. There was a period where there were some issues and a number of alarming events. There were times when he was very cranky and angry, unsavory behavior on his part."
So he let his displeasure with his divorce bleed into his work.
Right. And right.
Are there any examples of that?
I wish I had some, but I don't. I think it was all off camera. I think when the camera was on, he was all smiles.
No.
Neither Marciano or ABC News has commented publicly on the reports of his filing. He was ABC's senior meteorologist in 2014.
Mm-hmm.
After his wife of 11 years filed for divorce, he released a statement saying, quote, "The last couple of years have been very difficult. I didn't want this and tried to save the marriage, but we are sadly divorcing. My focus is now on my kids." Well, I mean, as it should be.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sure this guy will get a gig somewhere. But
okay, so his only sin is that he just got mad?
Anger management.
Okay.
Kicked to the curb over complaints.
But he didn't kick anybody.
I don't know that there was any physical violence. But when you're banned from the Good Morning America studio, let's see, a network insider tells Page Six he was found to have done something that was improper, but he was punished for it, and they didn't let him return. It was announced last September that Marciano would stop providing the weather reports for Good Morning America's weekend editions, with Samora Theodore taking over that role. At the time of the move, Marciano noted on social media that he was not leaving ABC and that he was looking forward to an exciting new project with National Geographic. But in recent months, he...
Get him out there with the elephants. Get him out there with the big game.
And now...
That always...
Let's send Angry Boy out to the safari to give us the elephant forecast.
That always puts a little limp in your lily.
They get unhappy when they send me out here.
That guy needs fresh air, man.
I'm in the Sahara.
Wait, the Sahara. Gaining a little perspective.
Sahara's a desert. The elephants wouldn't be there.
I'm having tea in the Sahara.
Well, I understand there's some tornadoes in Oklahoma today. I wouldn't know about that. I'm in the Serengeti.
I hope there's no tornadoes out here. I'm going to go blind if I've never seen so much sand. I didn't bring my goggles. Now back to you in the studio.
In your nice warm air-conditioned studio.
Nice warm air-conditioned studio. You can make that any temperature you want.
You have climate control. I didn't pack for this. I'm going to go kick a hyena in the face. I'm so mad. Well, he's not talking about getting bounced.
It sounds like things could be repaired.
Yeah. They'll end up doing one of these things where like a year from now, they'll welcome him back, and he'll talk about his journey and all of that stuff, right?
Find me on News Nation.
I'll be screaming on one of those channels your parents watch.
Four.
I wanted to talk to you about a collaboration that's got a lot of people scratching their head.
Yeah?
You know, two great tastes that go great together. Famously, that was the tagline for Reese's Peanut Butter Cups at a time where they had to explain to us that chocolate and peanut butter could work together.
It could happen.
Yeah.
There could be an accident.
Originally, the premise was that careless people bumped into each other.
And some maniac, someone had a candy bar they were enjoying, and some maniac was walking around eating peanut butter with their fingers.
Just a jar of peanut butter.
Yeah. And I'm going to...
Just blithely walking down the street, not paying attention to anything, just eating peanut butter with their fingers, yes.
Not only am I going to eat peanut butter with my fingers,
yes.
I'm going to go outside and do it. I'm going to take a little stroll.
I don't think this is something I should do in the house.
Uh-uh.
I'll just walk around the neighborhood. And then the fella with the chocolate bar bumped into the fella with the candy bar. And at first they didn't say, oh, this is terrific. They got angry at each other. You remember? Hey, you got your chocolate in my peanut butter. Hey, you got your peanut butter on my chocolate bar. We're about to come to blows.
Was it two dudes? I thought it was a young boy and a young girl.
Oh, I don't remember it like that.
Maybe I've got it wrong.
I remember it. Did the girl have the chocolate bar? It was like a fat kid eating the peanut butter. Do I have that wrong?
I don't. Yeah,
I mean, they did the commercial a number of times. They cast it a bunch of different ways.
Probably.
Yeah.
Gang members.
That's how things went.
Street toughs.
Yes, exactly.
Circus people.
But, you know, there are times when different things go together and you think, well, they wouldn't, but then, you know, they do. I've been told, and I still have never tried this, that cheddar cheese and apple pie is a combination
that people go nuts for. That's something that people do.
Never done it.
They have now Campbell's.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, they've got tomato soup. But they have now grilled cheese flavored tomato soup. Campbell's.
You know how I feel about things that taste like other things.
Well,
just give me tomato soup and a grilled cheese sandwich. No one is in such a hurry that they need this. I'm reminded, I know I've told this story a number of times, and I don't know if it's apocryphal, but I feel it's true. Whether or not it really happened, I suspect it did. I think there's such a kernel of truth to this story that that's why it won't leave my mind. The story goes like this. Years ago, Disney is doing a premiere of the movie Coco. Have you ever seen the movie Coco?
No, but I know what it is.
It's a delight. Great movie. So they're doing a premiere of Coco, showing it to an advanced screening, and they're very excited. Before Coco, they have an animated short that they want to show everybody. It's of Olaf, the talking snowman from the Frozen movie. Frozen was huge.
Okay.
That first movie was a monster. And they make this movie with Olaf, the snowman, and it's a short, and he's running around having adventures. And the thing about Olaf, the snowman, is as delightful as he is in the movie Frozen, and maybe Frozen 2, I haven't seen it, as much fun as Olaf is, the Josh Gad voiced Olaf is in the Frozen movie, on his own, it gets old real fast. So he's acting crazy and being chased or whatever. They show this cartoon, and the Disney execs are all in the back of the theater going, oh, man, these kids are going to love this Olaf cartoon. And they show it, and you could hear a pin drop. There's no reaction. The kids aren't laughing. They're not clapping. Nothing. And then, according to the story, a little boy who was like in second grade, first or second grade, stands up on his seat in the auditorium after the end of the Olaf movie, and he yells out, "Nobody asked for that."
Did they take his advice?
Well, no. They ended up releasing the Coco with the movie. They thought, oh, this was a bad example.
Surely this will
work. And no one likes the Olaf
movie. You know
who
that little boy sounds like?
Hmm.
Your son.
Yeah, it's true. Nobody asked for that. And that's what I'm thinking of. I think of that kid when I read that the people at Oreo have done a collaboration with the people at Sour Patch Kids.
So the
cream, Oreo cookies, Sour filling, Patch Kids.
The cream filling is going to have a Sour Patch taste?
Yeah, I guess.
Because they've already got a bunch of different fillings.
Oreo releasing a new cookie flavor, teaming up with Sour Patch Kids to reveal the brand's first ever sour cookie. Oreo Sour Patch Cookies.
What color, is the cookie?
It's a golden Oreo.
Okay.
And there are Sour Patch flavored colorful inclusions. And the cream filling has even more color to bring a sweet yet sour taste. So it's like there's little tiny microscopic Sour Patch Kids in the cream and in the golden Oreo cookie.
Okay.
These will be available on store shelves on May 6th. But people are already saying, hard pass.
Nobody asked for this.
Uh-huh.
Well, maybe you don't know what you need.
Somebody says here, I wouldn't give these to my worst enemy, ooh. Another person says, because Oreo does this, you know, announcement, and they
have
want people
worst,
to get excited.
They have a worst enemy named ooh.
I think they're saying ooh. I wouldn't eat this. And then they're trying to say they're revulsed by it.
Okay, so there's not some character out there that
is
causing someone trouble by the name of ooh.
Here's more reaction to this announcement of the Oreo Sour Patch. Someone says, I love Oreos and Sour Patch Kids, but I don't think I'll be trying these. Someone else says, WTF is Oreo doing? Here's one. We need to bring back natural selection.
What?
And then finally, the people at Flushable Wipes brand Dude Wipes share, these cookies are going to be good for our business.
No, God!
All right, take it easy.
No, God, please, no!
Take it easy, Mr. Dude Wipe.
Dude Wipes interjecting their two cents on the Sour Patch Oreo cookie narrative.
No.
Yeah, I don't think this is something I'll be trying.
Number five.
Five.
Number five.
Real alternative radio means we play alternative music, but it also means from time to time we like to share with you alternative points of view. These are people who go against the grain. The last couple of these alternative points of view, these unpopular opinions that we've shared, it seems like more and more people are texting that they love this segment because they feel somehow heard. Like they find themselves agreeing with the unpopular.
Or it's something that maybe you've just never considered.
There is that.
I guess I didn't know that was my opinion about that.
Here's our text number, our line, our text studio line here is 563-223-8355. If you have an unpopular opinion you'd like to share, there it is. Let's start with this one. I think hiccups feel amazing. Everyone always hates on hiccups, and they act like it's terrible to have the hiccups, but the excitement and unpredictableness it brings is amazing, and I think they feel great. Whenever I get the hiccups, I feel joyful because it gives me something to look forward to. The hiccups always come when you least expect it, so it's interesting to feel the sudden hiccup with no warning.
No. I heard where Bo Jackson was suffering from hiccups in such a way that he was looking for any remedy he could find.
Really?
And someone suggested that he smell the butt of a porcupine.
And that works?
I don't know that it works. Good. That's just a good way to catch something.
Unpopular opinion. Being in the delivery room while a woman is giving birth is not a beautiful moment. It's actually quite disgusting.
Horrifying.
I genuinely cannot understand why people are so obsessed with being in the delivery room while a woman's giving birth, especially when they aren't even that close to her. Watching someone give birth is not a beautiful moment. It's disgusting. While the idea of someone watching someone being born may seem like a beautiful moment, it is not. Giving birth is extremely stressful.
obviously, but people underestimate just how stressful it can be. When a woman's giving birth, she needs to feel as stress-free as possible. Giving birth puts you in an extremely vulnerable situation. Your entire body is out, and it's incredibly painful. It's not as beautiful as it sounds.
What is your take on seeing dead people at funerals?
I don't have a problem with it.
Yeah, see, I don't care to do it. No. I have seen dead people, like my grandparents.
Yeah.
I saw them in their caskets.
Yeah.
And that didn't bother me.
Yeah.
But for the most part, I don't care to see anyone dead anymore. I mean, for the most part, a lot of times you don't even have that option.
Because right.
They're already cremated, and that's that.
Sure.
But to me, it seems a little intrusive to go look at someone when they've passed away. It's like, how is that any of my business? It's, you know, and I would think that I probably would have the same opinion of someone being born. It's like, it's the beginning of life and the end of life. That's none of my business. I'll engage you in between those two things.
I'm willing to give you
I'll give you that
big middle part.
Yeah, that where are you born? Born and then dead. The little dash in between. That's what I'll do.
So newly born and dying doesn't bother you. It's dying doesn't bother you so much, but as being dead.
Well, I just don't think it's any of my. I don't want to go see someone after they've passed away. How is that? That seems pretty personal.
I got it. Unpopular opinions. Sloppy Joes are low quality burgers. Seriously, you have all the ingredients to make a perfectly good burger, and you turn it into slop? What is the point in making a worse quality burger with extra steps? Imagine someone with all the ingredients for a mouth-watering burger. Fresh lettuce, perfectly seasoned beef, soft burger buns. I can practically taste it, savoring the anticipation. But instead, you choose to make a sloppy Joe? What a disappointment. It's like expecting a sunny day and getting caught in a sudden downpour.
I don't know that I've ever had lettuce on a Sloppy Joe. That'd be good.
As soon as they spoon that Sloppy Joe mix onto a bun, the disappointment sets in, and it's a reminder of why Sloppy Joes just don't live up to the satisfaction of a well-made hamburger. So you think lettuce on a Sloppy Joe would be a good idea?
I've never done it, but why wouldn't it work?
Well, our next unpopular opinion might be able to illuminate you.
Oh, is that right?
Lettuce doesn't belong on sandwiches. I'd rather you fart on my sandwich before I'd accept another sandwich with lettuce on it.
Now, see, that I would gladly do.
What the hell is it even? It provides no nutritional value. It tastes like nothing, and it gets soggy and withered and shriveled over
crunchy.
Time.
It's crunchy. It's delicious.
Yeah. Lettuce is... Put me down for being on Team Lettuce. These are folks who are sharing with us their unpopular opinions.
Don't let it sit around all day. But again, if you're hell-bent on me farting on your sandwich, it can be done.
This next one feels like we're being targeted.
Okay, just gets a little personal.
Unpopular opinion. FM radio stations should not have DJs. Especially in the morning. I don't want to hear these DJs talking and trying to be funny. I don't care about whatever topic you're babbling about. Fire all of them and just have an algorithm play music. And for those who say I should get satellite radio, I can't afford it.
Well, you know what? I agree with a lot of that. Anyone trying to be funny... Boy, that is irritating as hell.
There is a lot of that.
That is irritating.
Yes, yes. Unpopular opinion. All these cookie shops are going to go the way of frozen yogurt soon enough.
Has frozen yogurt gone away?
See, that was my question.
It's like, I think there are still startups, aren't there? Frozen yogurt?
All of these cookie shops, they're all garbage peddlers. And for some reason, consumers have convinced themselves it's a good idea. I think in a few years' time, they'll end up like the frozen yogurt shops. There are still plenty of frozen yogurt shops, right?
They're going to end up like those steakhouses.
Unpopular opinion. It's okay to take a day off on your birthday. And calling someone odd or childish for doing so, well, that makes you sad. Like, why the hell wouldn't you? When we're kids, your birthday is the day people celebrate your existence. I understand that if you're paid by the hour and broke, you have to go to work. But why not take the day off and just celebrate yourself? And those who think this is a bad idea.
I understand.
Why?
I understand you poor people got some problems.
I love
that. But how does that affect me?
I love that the unpopular opinion starts by saying you're not childish for doing it. But also, remember how great it was to be a child? Unpopular opinion. There's no such thing as good beatboxing. The histrionics, the flying spit, the grown men making silly noises with their mouth holes. I just can't do it. And fans of beatboxing are even worse. The way these sneakerheads look at each other all shocked at the way the artist made a high-pitched squeal with their top teeth pressed against their bottom lip or something. You look like a weasel. Imagine how nasty the foam mic covers are. Looping each insufferable noise into a landfill of fart noises and gastric distress.
Here we go.
How about you keep your dinner chunks to yourself, bro? Mm. Someone who has
is that strong still a sensation?
Beatboxing? Oh, yeah, it's sweeping the nation. It's like baby fish mouth. Unpopular opinion. This is our last one. There's too much stuff in Ben and Jerry's ice cream. Look, Ben & Jerry's has great ice cream, but it's hard to taste the great ice cream when you're so busy chewing on all the stuff they put in it, and huge chunks, too. Look, I like bits of cookie dough and brownies and whatever else is in my ice cream as much as the next person, but I'm here to tell you, this Ben & Jerry's, they overdo it a bit. The ratio of cream to filling, it's just off slightly. It'd be less of a problem for me if the filling chunks were smaller, but no, these are chunky, chonky chunks. I don't even know if I've ever heard anyone complain about this before, but a friend of mine recently yelled at me when I showed him a tub of Ben & Jerry's vanilla ice cream that I bought recently because it was on sale and asking why I would just get plain vanilla when they have so many great flavors.
And that's when I went off. Because I'm tired of all these shrimp tails in there.
There is one more. Okay, one more I wanted to share with you. These are, again, unpopular opinions. You definitely can, and in fact, you should, rub someone's nose over something that you warned them about.
I told you so.
One shouldn't be so skeptical and hesitant about something they predicted would happen and advise the other person not to do it. You should definitely be able to tell someone, I told you so, and you should be able to gloat over your foresightedness, depending on the value of the impact of the event that you saw coming. And you should be able to do it for a lifetime.
Always bring it up. Never let it go.
Well, there you go. Those were some.
Remember that time.
Those were some unpopular opinions.
You know, I'm going to end up with some lettuce on a sloppy Joe is what I'm going to take out of that.
I don't know that it would really add anything, but
I think it'd be fine.
Okay. Yeah, I'm not someone that generally wants a sloppy Joe. But ever since we read that unpopular opinion, it's all I can think about.
Well, that. I want a Sloppy Joe and I want a Big Mac.
Yes!
If you've been listening this morning.
Yes!
Is it all over, Rock?
I guess so.
I didn't think it'd be like this.
That was Dave and Darren's Top 5 Things podcast. That's what we got done. Thanks for listening and subscribing and liking and reviewing and telling your friends and
all the good stuff that you do.
It was all made possible by Nature's Treatment of Illinois. They have the largest menu in Illinois, and they offer a wide selection of products for recreational use, including flower, vapes, edibles, and more.
Until we get a chance to do another one of these for you, hang loose, kooks.
And you stay classy and safe, Quad Cities.
Come on, Quad Cities, represent. This is for the Quad Cities reference spot. Davenport, yeah, we keeping it locked.
Rock Island.
Come on, and it just don't stop. East Moline, yeah, they keeping it hot.
Bye, have a great time.
Bing bong. Goodbye, sir.
Stand clear of the closing doors, please.